you're hungry, stealing food is not a crime. That's according to a court in Italy. Stealing small amounts of food to stave off hunger is not a crime, Italy's highest court of appeal has ruled. The court found that a homeless man who stole cheese and sausages was acting in a state of need, so his actions could not be considered an offence. Would you welcome a ruling like that here? What do you think? Charlie Wolfe, the broadcaster, is with us today. The union man, Bumper Graham. We're in Bumper World this morning. Good morning, Bumper. Good
morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Charles.
Good morning. Good morning, Bumper.
What do you think, Charlie?
Well, listen, as someone who actually gives to food charity every month and, you know, and emotionally understand this, one has to separate emotion from dealing with law and unintended consequences. I find problems with this. Because I don't know what sort of unintended consequences there can come out of this. You know, is this essentially saying you can loot if you want, if you feel the need? Forgive me, by the way, I'm babysitting a puppy who's being very recalcitrant this morning, and he's going to be interfering a little bit. I think there has to be other ways for people to get who are in need to get food.
Is it wrong for someone who is desperately hungry, Charlie, to steal? The court in Italy feels not.
Stealing is stealing. There's just no way around that. I think that, you know, there are enough other avenues. You know, we're in a country that has plenty of food, so, you know, there are enough food banks and the Red Cross hospital. And, you know, there's so many other avenues.
If your family was hungry, would you steal to provide for them if you were that desperate?
I don't think I would.
So you'd let them starve?
No, because, again, I know there's other avenues of charity, et cetera, I could go to. You know, I'd go and plead with the manager of the supermarket. You know, listen, I feel for the guy, like I said, but I think speaking strictly in a legal manner and looking at laws and their unintended consequences, I find that problematic.
Charlie, Bumper?
Well, I think the judge in the case is to be commended. The judge has obviously shown compassion and great understanding. I think when you look at the situation, if somebody was to do it here, say they went into British Home Stores and took a sandwich and a carton of milk to feed themselves because they were starving, they'd probably get about 15 months in jail. But we now see that numerous bodies are investigating the siphoning off of millions of British Home Stores funds by its former owner. And if he's found guilty...
Well, hold on a minute. Let's be careful because no one's been found guilty.
I said if he is found guilty...
Well, let's not get into hypotheticals about anything.
But if he is, Stephen...
What if he's found innocent? We're not getting into that hypothetical situation. Stop insinuating.
He's been kicked out of being a director. This has happened regularly. If you look at what has happened in big business, not just in this country but across the world, the multimillionaires are siphoning off money left, right and centre, and they get away with it. Ordinary people who are in poverty then get criminal records and face jail. Now, what I want to see is politicians across the world tackling the issues of poverty. What are they doing? They're still spending billions in arms. They're spending money and looking at how we get people and spaceships to Mars and beyond. It'd be far better if that money was spent in trying to eradicate poverty and create jobs for people.
Actually, some of that technological advances have helped poverty. So, but again, I don't see what that has to do with the subject at hand. There is such a thing as prosecutorial. No one has to prosecute a case. The store doesn't have to lay charges. They could have.
Well, clearly the Italian authorities did in this case.
Yeah.
But again, thankfully, we had a compassionate judge who came to the right decision.
He could have thrown it out of court, but I think to set a precedent of saying it is okay to steal, that again is very problematic. You know, what about the shop owner? You know, the small.
Well, Charlie,
let him finish, Bumper. Hold on.
Small business owner who's getting robbed, is that fair on him?
Well, Charlie, one of my great interests. I've read the book, I've seen the film, and I've been lucky enough to see the stage production of Les Misérables. And if you take that, where somebody stole a loaf of bread to feed his family, was jailed, but then came out of jail and found compassion later on. And he turned not only his own life around, but turned a life around for many others by creating jobs and giving them the opportunities that he didn't have. So I'd like to think that that's the sort of compassionate society we're in, rather than one where people are forced to have to steal food or queue in food banks in order to survive. We need to eradicate poverty. Not enough's being done about it. whilst money is still being spent on armaments and for grand trips to Mars and beyond. Well, I mean, Richard Branson is charging people over £100,000 to book a seat on a plane that might go to Mars.
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, that's obscene. So it is.
It's creation of wealth. What does that have to do with anything?
Well, that money would be far better spent. If those people can afford that, they'd be far better going to their local charities, helping local society.
Essentially, you want to steal it from them. You want to take it
from them. No, I want those people to accept that they are fortunate and they've got where they've got to and to look after those.
Who do you think does the majority of philanthropy?
The bulk of it,
Bransons and the rich of the world. Who do you think builds the buildings?
The top 1% in this planet own about 99% of the planet's wealth.
Wealth is created. They created that wealth, and by creating that wealth, many of them did not create it.
Many inherited it, and many gained their wealth from the backs of exploiting ordinary working people.
You took it off on a tangent.
You know, Bumper, you're often in Bumper world. You know, now you got me using the expression.
No, what I want to see is jobs for people, proper pay, decent terms and conditions that eradicate poverty.
Yeah, we'd all like to see that.
Shall we come back to the subject we're talking about? Back to the subject we're talking about this morning.
Are we legalizing stealing? You know?
Well,
and if we do that, what precedent does that set? Does that mean that I can use that excuse?
Corporate stealing is okay, Charlie.
Let's see what we're saying at home. 030-30-80-55-55. Stephen in Belfast. Morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Not too bad, thank you.
I enjoyed my wee day off yesterday, I'll tell you.
Well, I'm pleased. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I'm glad you're back with your batteries recharged.
Yes. Now, what do you think of this?
Well, while I can sympathise with the gentleman's situation, you have to draw the line, because someone could say, well, I have stolen money because I have no money. You know?
Well, presumably a court could determine what that person's reality really was, and that could be part of the evidence for their defence.
Yes, that's why I say each case has to be viewed on its own merits, you know.
Well, I know ahead of time.
Hold on,
you know,
Charlie.
Okay,
let this man speak. Go on, Stephen.
Yes, well, I do applaud the judge's decision there, you know, and I'm sure he did look at the case as it stood, and he thought this man really does have a dire situation and deserves a bit of food.
So, Stephen, if you take some of the homeless people around Belfast, for example, who are genuinely hungry, obviously, then would you support them being able to walk into a shop and steal something to feed themselves?
Yeah, well, you know, I'll have to say, every case is own merit.
Well, let's take that case then. Let's take someone that's out, they've no roof over their head, they're in the dead of winter, they have no food, they're starving, they haven't eaten for 2 days.
Can they walk into Tesco's or something and steal food in the court? I'm not a religious person, but can I just say, one of the commandments says, thou shalt not steal. You know, but, again...
Well, those commandments don't take much hunger away when you're...
They do not indeed, Stephen. No, you're absolutely correct there. If you're standing there and you're hungry and you see all this lovely display of food there and you're thinking, gosh, I don't really want a terrible lot out there. I would take just a little bit would keep me happy. You can see both sides of the argument, you know.
Stephen, how do we figure out who they steal from? What if everybody goes to M&S? You know, do we have a listing in the paper on the BBC today? You can steal from Tesco's. Tomorrow it's Asda. The day after it's Sainsbury's. You know.
But you see, Charlie.
Can I just say that for quite a few years, I did security in Tesco's, and I was trying to stop people stealing. So I'm seeing both sides of the situation.
But I think this is the problem, Stephen and Charlie. What you're dealing here with is the outcome when people are in that position. What we need to do is avoid people getting into that position and put in preventative measures.
It takes a lot to actually put you over the edge into that situation. And you can understand somebody being so desperate that they're in that situation, you know. It's a sad place to be in your life.
And unfortunately, the world is becoming more ill-divided because of the politics of the likes of Charlie and others. Rather than trying to alleviate poverty, poverty is getting worse.
Morning, Vindy. You're
wrong on that point, Bumper. Again, free market system, capital system, has so improved the world and so enriched the world. from about the 1880s onwards.
It's enriched the top.
Good morning, Vinti.
No, it's enriched everybody. There's so less poverty now in the world than there ever was.
Good morning, Vinti.
How you doing, Steve? Steve, cool. I heard Charlie Mapp reference our bumper words. I think it's Charlie word. No harm to him. I've got a connection
whatsoever.
You know, Wolfward. You know, these people, if I can use a term, are trying to keep the wolves away from their door. And you see, if I had to, still to keep my family from being hungry, I would do it. And Bumper's right. The government is spending millions and billions in pounds in arms.
But we have to, for any society to function, obviously, Vinti, we need to have rules that we all abide by, or else it's the law of the jungle. That's what any society is based on. We create rules that we kind of all buy into, or else it doesn't work.
And isn't one of those rules, Stephen, the big business should pay their taxes? And yet every day we see cases where big business, Charlie's friends, are evading and avoiding paying their taxes.
Well, anybody who evades tax goes to jail.
No, they
or
don't.
Is prosecuted.
They get away with it. But yet the ordinary guy...
Well, tax evasion is illegal.
Tax have to do with feeding the hungry. It's
because
not the government's job to feed the hungry.
Yes. Charlie, can I tell him something, Stephen?
Yes, of course you can.
Stephen, I'm writing about this town on a regular basis. And I see people out begging, sitting in the streets, and all they want is a cup of tea and a sandwich. And sometimes you would go over and give them it, and you can see the joy in their eyes. You know, but maybe Charlie should go down to the city centre and have a look at that before he comes on and starts pontificating.
I've given food to people on the street, and I give money every month, actually, to a food fund.
Well, barely for you, Charlie. Well, show me a bit of compassion. No harm, tell you.
But again, you know, listen, I agree on the compassion front, but again, you have to look dispassionately at the creation of law. And do you have a law that says it's okay to steal? What are the consequences of that law?
Stephen asked you this question. Would you steal to feed your family if you had to? You said no, but you would.
No, because I believe it's wrong to steal. I was schooled that, you know, one tries to be honest.
As well. But if you need to feed your family and the judges say that you are allowed to do it, you would do it.
It's also illegal to commit murder, but yet governments are committing murder against their own citizens and other citizens of the world day in and day out through the armaments race.
Moral relativism.
What's the greater crime, Charlie? Is the greater crime a guy who is in impoverishment and starving, taking a piece of cheese?
Bumper, these are facetious. Those are facetious.
It's not facetious. It's reality.
You're using a moral relativism. We're not talking about arms trade. We're talking about whether a law allowing people to steal is just.
We want to talk about the reality of poverty. You want to excuse excess in big business.
The excess that you talk about is, again, the creation of wealth. It's people's jobs. It's people who bought. It's the suppliers.
That wealth is not recycled. It goes to the richest. It doesn't go to ordinary working people.
It gets reinvested. Bumper, you're often in a funny world, you know, in a redistributive world. And what happens in redistribution of wealth is everybody ends up being poor. You'll get essentially communist Russia.
Okay. Loads of calls on this morning. Michael in Limavady. Morning, Michael.
Morning, Stephen. How you doing?
Go ahead.
I was just driving home from work there, and I was listening to the conversation. I'm not exactly sure of the details, but... Can I just ask that?
Remind everybody what the details are in case they're just joining us this morning. There's a court in Italy, and it's the highest court of appeal in Italy, and it has ruled that if you're hungry, stealing food is not a crime. Now, obviously, this law doesn't apply to here in Northern Ireland, but the court has said that stealing small amounts of food to stave off hunger is not a crime. It found that a homeless man who stole cheese and sausages was acting in a state of need, and therefore his actions could not be considered an offence.
Well, it makes me think that the situations where that judge has had to make that kind of decision. But I would like to ask that American gentleman, what about natural human resourcefulness?
The wolf.
When you're in that situation, I mean, do you just starve and not upset the status quo? And if you stand hungry for too long, your brain power will diminish, and then and your ability to feed yourself will diminish. And that's not human. That's not an instinctive way to survive. And human wealth is not accumulated. It is accumulated. It is not created. That's my belief. I mean, it's there.
Of course it's created.
You can't just grab all you can because it's sitting there being wasted. It should be used and turned. And yeah, I do
but,
not.
But it is used. What do you think investment is? When people create wealth, they want to create more wealth by reinvesting it.
It's not real, sir. That's not real. That's money that maybe doesn't exist. I have a suspicion that all the wealth in the world is maybe just about 10% of what we're talking about. And it should be turned. That money should be out and working.
Of course it's working. That's why the system works.
When you say of course, show me the evidence.
Well, look at the buildings. Look at the technological advances. Look at, you know.
I'm standing in a house that's built with stone. It's about 200 years old. Men built that together, and they all cooperated together.
Yeah.
It'll never blow over. And well, what is that? Is that wealth? Did some rich guy come along and put that up?
Someone created. It doesn't have to be a rich man. Anybody can create wealth. You know, the shop owner was creating wealth when he was selling the sausages.
And, you don't have any rights to tuck that wealth away. That wealth should be worth it all the way. It's no use if it's sitting under your pillow, man.
Is it fair for the guy that ran the supermarket in Italy to have a couple sausages and slices of cheese stolen from him?
Stolen? And I mean, he's going to... Sir,
I don't have the figures to hand, but, you know, there's millions that are stolen from shops every year. Is that fair on those people?
That peels in the...
All due respect, those figures would not impress me. I mean, that's almost a wee bit fake as well.
But again, you're talking stealing, and you're talking to large extent. This is other people's money.
I am very suspicious whenever someone who assaults a human being gets locked up for 4 months, and someone who steals something gets locked up for 4 years. And that makes me suspicious.
Well, listen, you can't compare one with the other. I think...
Why?
Again, stay on the topic, and the topic is it fair to steal?
I'm on the topic. The topic is life itself. If you take the money... The three men that were given the money by the Lord, one of them buried it, one of them turned it, and the other one turned it a bit further. Which one did he punish?
You're telling me that with all the plenty and bounty we have in this country and the sources of food that man could have gone to, or in Italy, he could have gone to the shop owner and says, listen, I'm down on my luck, could you help me out? I'm sure the guy would have helped.
If you're hungry long enough, your brain starts to falter.
Hmm?
If you're hungry long enough, your brain starts to falter. That's a fact.
Well, then they just walk around hungry for too long.
You've got to do something about it.
The man needed protection, and he should have been taken into some sort of, you know, protective custody or something. You know, but again,
should have, could have, would have. I mean, bad things happen.
We're discussing a principle here, and the principle is: should it be allowed in law for someone to steal?
Bertie's next morning, Bertie.
David,
go ahead, Bertie.
Stephen, I feel very sorry for this poor gentleman who was really starving. And
yes.
I'm sure he was in desperation, otherwise he wouldn't have stolen the stuff. But look at the companies that could well afford to give him stuff. Take a lot of the supermarkets, and it comes near the end of the day, they throw it, when stuff about to go out of date, they throw it into the bins and that. And I think that should be more, that should be distributed before, and like earlier, to people who are in desperation. Like, we'd talk about taking money of that. Of these companies, look at the banks, what they've done, the way they rob the people, and look at the people who are unemployed, look at the people who are not even getting the proper standard of wages. So I think it's high time that the government stepped in here and provided for these poor homeless people and people that are low on benefits and that. It was in desperation, I'm sure, when the bond was the last resort, when
yes.
he went and stole the stuff.
I think Stephen Antrim wants to talk to, wants to get into Bumper World. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Well, I'm not sure about Bumper World. I'm more interested in the European world. This is an Italian judge that made this decision. And Italy, as we know, is part of the European community. I hope people are considering the implications. So when they're taking their next trip to Italy, they may want to take larger suitcases, because apparently you can lift what you like if you're hungry in Italy. You may not have to pay in a restaurant and so on. But
is nonsense. That's not what the judge said. The judge made a considered assessment of the case and said this person was at such a low point in their life and had no resources that all they could do was actually steal some sausage and cheese. He's not talking about people can afford to go to Italy on a 2 or 3 week holiday, going into the supermarket and filling their empty suitcase and bringing stuff away with them.
Well, I think you're talking about the thin end of a wedge here. Mm. Once you give people a rationale to break the law, then the law becomes worthless.
Well, I think the judge was in a better position to come to a view than you are or I.
Well, perhaps for those in Italy, but we're part of a European community, or at least we are at the moment. I think it would be worthwhile considering the implications for sovereign law whenever you're travelling around in the European community and you don't have a clue what the local laws are about.
Well, I'm sure the Lord Chief Justice, when he's given guidance to his other judges in Northern Ireland, will hardly be referring to this case as a major legal precedent across Europe.
We're talking about it on the show this morning.
Union, what happens if we do see a day when somehow, whether it comes from Europe or locally, we're told that stealing in certain circumstances is okay?
Well, I'd like to think that the judges here would show the same understanding and compassion.
You're showing understanding at the expense of someone else. That's not fair.
Well, I think, you know,
I mean, if the problems are as bad as
small piece of cheese and a sausage is hardly going to wreck Sainsbury's, who announced good profits this morning, or going to wreck Tesco's or Marks and Spencer's.
There's quite a famous chef, I'll not mention his name, who was prosecuted by a quite prominent grocery store for taking some cheese and a donut. Okay. So once the thin end of the wedge is shoved under the law, I think we have serious problems in our hands. And obviously this Italian judge's decision has reached all the way across to the western edges of Europe. We're talking about it on Stephen's show this morning.
That's
it's important
to talk about other things.
Here's Patrick in Derry. Morning, Patrick.
Hey, yeah. Well. It's all coming out today. See, Charlie, Charlie reminds me of a fellow that worked, actually I'm 78 now, but years ago I worked with Americans, and he was a capitalist, and he knew I was a socialist. Mm. He thought the same. He says, name me one socialist country, Patrick, which outstrips the capitalist system. I says, Norway. That shook him. He thought I was going to talk Russia. 50 years, 70 years socialist government, the people had that many cars and fridges that they took them out of the ocean and they dumped them. You see, what they didn't steal, the money of the people. It was circulated amongst the factories and the people. And I thought, what a great system. And then I come along as I grew older, and Charlie says, a crook's a crook, a crook. And then I see these bankers who stole multi-millions, and the only ones that done time, thank God, was Iceland. They jailed them. Well, they should have been all jailed at the wrong time. But Charlie doesn't say
that. That's up to the
courts. That is called stealing. Believe it or not.
I agree, but that is up to the courts.
Oh, no. The corrupt courts, Charlie.
And the courts.
So it's okay, Charlie, for the courts?
No, I'm not saying it's okay to steal. You know, and again,
Charlie.
Anything to do with the other.
Charlie, don't shut me down, Charlie.
I'm not
shutting anybody down now.
Out of a supermarket.
I'm in a calm mood today. There's no one getting me excited today.
He's passing it over again. None of the bankers is going to get jailed because they belong to the big elitists.
Oh,
I am so sorry, Charlie, that you can go down the gravel at people who...
All right, so listen, as long as the bankers haven't been prosecuted, let's let everybody steal.
No, Charlie, let me put this to you.
We'll balance it out, and everything
Charlie,
will be fair.
You're not talking sense, but talking stupid to me, and I don't like that. You see, bankers, if you had got them jailed, then I would have agreed with you, a crook is a crook is a crook.
Yeah, but again, we're
let's
talking
let Charlie
about,
speak
we're
now. Hold on. Hold on. Let's let Charlie speak.
Yeah.
We're talking about a law, and you have to be very careful how you phrase and create laws because they have unintended consequences. Do you want a law in the books that says it is okay to steal?
Excuse me? So... you reckon the bankers have a law which is separate from everybody else?
No, I don't reckon, no. The law,
Charlie, I'm speaking, Charlie.
The law is the law, but
Charlie,
we're not talking about
the bankers. The bankers brought the world to their knees.
I can't hear you if you start
everything on the bankers. You want to blame everything on the bankers, that's fine, but, you know, it's getting to be an old argument. It's getting
boring. No, it suits you. It suits you to say that. They brought the country, the world to its knees, the bankers. They robbed them, and then they walked away.
But I think the point here, Charlie, is what you are implying, at least, is that it's okay for the prosecutors and the judges either not to prosecute the bankers or not to jail them, but it's okay to jail someone who steals because they're in absolute poverty.
No,
a
that's
piece
not
of
what
cheese
I'm
and
saying.
Sausage.
That's,
that's
no,
what
that's
you
not,
are
no,
saying,
no,
Charlie.
No,
well, would you?
Is,
well, hold on. Charlie, straight question.
Mm.
Would you prosecute someone who is in desperate hunger and steals food?
Probably not, but I would not want to have a law in the books giving him permission to steal. That, to me, is a very slippery slope.
That's not what the judge in Italy said.
Michael's in Utnabi. Morning, Michael.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
I think we could all acknowledge, that first of all, that poverty is a global problem. But I think we could also recognise that the food mountain that has been created by the vast majority of countries is also a major problem. Perhaps in a local context, it might be something to consider that the likes of our local councils, through the liaison with all the supermarkets and local shops, etc., they recognise that there's food that goes to waste every day. And perhaps we could look at a statutory coming together of the local councils contacting, or vice versa, the shops, indicating those foods are not perishable on the same sale by date, etc. And perhaps if they do that and then contact the charitable agencies, the homeless, etc., and create a central area. We're not talking here about food banks, which are in many respects just ad hoc, but surely if it was done through regulation and through statutory approval, then that could solve an awful lot of the problem locally.
Okay. Listen, thank you very much. Charlie, stay there. I want to talk to you about Donald Trump after the news.
Okay.
Bumper World, you are released back into the world of Bumper.
Well, Charlie and Donald Trump make a good pairing, Stephen.